I try to be married.
Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutalay Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namane Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharane Nirvishesha Shunyavari Paschitate Shatarane Vanshakalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanibhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasadi Gaur Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare I am very grateful for the opportunity to be a part of today's celebration, being Sri Sri Radha Gopinath's appearance in Chaupati, Mumbai. In our sampradaya, the worship of the deity has been performed by many of our greatest acharyas. Madhvacharya worshipped Udupi Krishna, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Jagannath, Rup Sanatan and the six Goswamis worshipped their deities. And all of the acharyas of our line have their beloved deities still worshipped today. His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada worshipped Radha Govinda as a child and later established temples all over the world. In the line of Srila Prabhupada and the previous acharyas, and for their pleasure, Radha Gopinath were invited to accept our efforts of devotional service. How they have blessed our devotees in life and in death is a beautiful pastime. Devotees from simple villages, from passionate cities or materialistic colleges have been transformed into exemplary Vaishnavas and empowered preachers. Like Touchstone, Srila Prabhupada and the devotees have performed this miracle. We must always remember that the source of all love and all mercy is Sri Sri Radha and Krishna, and they have kindly appeared in our own intimate family as Sri Sri Radha Gopinath, just to accept our love and shower their compassion upon all of us. The beautiful community of Radha Gopinath Temple has arisen around their lordships. This beautiful community is a blessing not only to all of us, but to the whole world. Devotees have come together at times of the greatest needs as instruments of Radha Gopinath's love. I am remembering Abhiram Thakur, Mehru Devi, Chaitanya Ballabha Prabhu, Shama Sundari Devi, Stoka Krishna Prabhu, and all of the other exalted souls who have departed from this world in such divine consciousness, and all of the devotees who have prayed for them and served them with their hearts and souls. I am remembering devotees passing through serious life crises who gained hope, relief, and who grew spiritually due to the loving services and personal support of Radha Gopinath's devotees. I am remembering the amazing festivals and yatras which have united and surcharged all of us with deep realizations of Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda's priceless gift of Prema Bhakti. I am remembering a small group of confused and rejected devotees in a dilapidated, rat-infested single room, and how it is transformed into a magnificent temple mirroring the Goswami's temples in Vrindavan, and now overflowing with thousands of blissful, empowered Vaishnavas, all intimately united at the lotus feet of His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. And how the Bhaktivedanta Academy for Culture and Education is now systematically educating our congregation. The Radha Gopinath Media Services are distributing CDs and videos all over the world. Gopal's Fun School, the Value Education Program, the Public Relations Department Book and Tape Ministry, and I'm remembering how a garbage dump filled with gravel and trash transformed into the Vrindavan forest. I am remembering a few medical students wondering if they should continue studies or join the ashram, and how they have transformed into creating the amazing Bhaktivedanta Hospital. I am remembering a few counselors concerned about their children's future, and a little girl named Ruchi who liked to teach smaller children with her little sister Sweta, and how it has all transformed into Gopal's garden. I am remembering a desire to fulfill Srila Prabhupada's wish for an agricultural community, and how his for his pleasure, Govardhan Farm has manifested. I am remembering a phone call from my godbrother for Radha Gopinath Temple to help Pune, where the temple was in a serious disaster, and how over the years it has become an inspiration for all the world. I am remembering brahmacharis and grihasthas who returned to their native places, or were inspired to expand Lord Chaitanya's mission in other places, and how in an organic, natural way, dynamic centers arose in Belgaum, Kurukshetra, Kolhapur, Nigri, Nasik, Satara, Aurangabad, Baramati, Parabhani, Nanded, Goa, Latur, Palghar, and other such places. I am remembering when we could hardly even get Srila Prabhupada's books, and how by your enthusiasm, our book distribution has soared to one of the top 5 temples in book distributions every year. I am remembering how one devotee and how it has expanded to feeding over 100,000 children a day and gain public praise. I am remembering 4 counselors who all couldn't understand the point of a counselor system, and how it has grown into almost 100 counselors with thousands of counselees, and has been invited to inspire and set up the system in some of the most important centers in the world. I am remembering how my mother and father and the relatives of my godbrothers were spiritually transformed by the association of all of you, something that could never happen anywhere else. I am remembering Gopinath Prabhu and Parijata Devi, who stunned the worldwide Vaishnav community with their unprecedented offering of love last year. I am remembering the early devotees such as Srinathji Prabhu and Maithili Devi, Krishna Chandra Prabhu and Radha Priya Devi, Mahaprabhu and Palika, Sahadev and Suchitra, Radha Krishna Palika, Radha Giridhari and Brindapriya, Keshava and Namamrita, and all the original medicos, and Janava and all of their families, and Krishnananda, Govinda, and Devamrita Prabhus, and all of the other early devotees who have remained faithful through thick and thin over the years. And most of all, I am remembering each and every one of you who are so dear to my heart and who are my life and my soul. On this very special day, I offer my sincerest gratitude to all of you. It is your wonderful devotion that has attracted Sri Sri Radha Gopinath to perform all of these and many more divine pastimes. Srila Prabhupada is smiling upon each of you, showering the flowers of his heartfelt blessings. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.